Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leach throws the ball into Fernandez, who tags Sheets trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ripken moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson catches it and throws to first to double up Gruber. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez is hit by the pitch. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Fernandez moves to second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Eorg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive towards first. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gruber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gruber. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Gruber steals second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullinix moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Leach reaches second base with a double. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gruber hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eorg for the out. Leach moves to third. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Leach scores. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mosby is walked intentionally. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Witt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Sheets goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Lacy moves to third. It's Blue Jays, 5, Orioles, 5. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Orioles 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Larry Sheets now playing first base. Ray Knight now playing third base. Alan Wiggins now playing left field. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gruber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Eorg goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to third. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Mosby takes first base on ball four. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Mosby steals second. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheets scoops it up and throws to first, with Knight and Feuer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Orioles 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Witt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Witt reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield pinch hits for Rick Leach. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gruber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gruber reaches second base with a double. Witt scores. It's 8-5, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jesse Barfield now playing right field. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.